Thank you so much for calling. How may I help you? This is Rick.
This is Rick.
Yes, this is.
Hi, Rick. Can I ask, apparently the lines had gotten transferred, or the person who had just transferred me to you had said that sometimes your guys' companies get tangled.
Our companies get tangled?
Yeah, that's what he had told me. I asked him what phone number I called, and he said notebook writing.
Notebook writing. Okay, so we have different departments who handle different brands. So notebook writing is a parent company that operates with us. So obviously, if the line would have been tangled, like the receptionist could have connected you to them. So that is not a problem.
All right. Yeah, I was just curious to learn more about your guys' business.
Sure. Could you tell me what are you looking for? You're looking for yourself or your business? You didn't mention it over the chat.
I had been looking to just pursue the level of moderation that your guys' company had offered, and I was wondering if it happens that anybody externally also uses, because Wikipedia is pretty open source, you can't really lock anyone else out, only moderate. So I was just curious to the level of moderation if somebody does change something.
See, once we get the page published live, it's our responsibility to maintain the page, and we do that for our clients. So once the page is published, we do not leave that to the clients, to them. Like, we do not leave the page after it's published. We take care of the page for lifetime because it's our responsibility to make sure it stays up for lifetime. So in order, if anyone tries to vandalize the page or harm the page, we stop that from all sources of vandalism. Like any new user try to harm the page, we ban the user by contacting Wikipedia and get their pages banned. So if any, yeah, please go on.
The sales pitch honestly is wonderful to me. I'm just looking for a little bit more validity confirmation that, that if it's a one-time fee, we actually
Okay.
have a level of moderation and some sort of
Excellent.
confirmation.
So the one-time fee, and that's a prepaid service. This is a prepaid service, and the payment has to be paid upfront. Just because we have licensed Wikipedia moderators on board with us, who we have to prepay in order to get the profile published for our clients. So that's what we will be doing for you as well. So everything we are committing to you will be given an NDA contract, which includes everything, like the services to be provided, the confidentiality, the timeline, which is 3 to 4 weeks. So your page will be live within the given time frame. It also includes the money back guarantee clause. Like in at any case, at any point, if you feel our services are not up to the expectations or what was promised to you, you can apply for a free for 100% refund, and we will refund you the amount at any moment. And we also it also includes that we not only guarantee getting the page up live, but also guarantee that it will stay up for lifetime. So even after it's published and it goes down in future, you will be receiving a full refund, because that doesn't happen ever with us, because we completely take care of the page's fee for it.
Okay, it's just it sounds great. I'll have to apologize for my skepticism, just because
No,
the
not at
pages that you had sent us for it's this day and age, But the pages that we were sent to for reference, we're very happy with. It's just there's no way that necessarily because everything's ghostwritten that we can confirm, necessarily
Yeah.
what exactly it, in, goes behind beyond. Goes on behind the scenes,
Yeah, it's
and
cool.
how.
It's totally cool. I know you're new to Wikipedia, and people, clients who are new to Wikipedia are curious to know what's the ghostwriting thing about. Because the ghostwriting is because Wikipedia is an open source, and I hope if we tell new clients the editor accounts that were used for that specific profile, the page could be vandalized. I'm not saying that you could do that, or anyone do that, but as per our privacy protection policy for our clients, we are not allowed to share that. But I did share some information of our editor account, which will be used for the publishing for your page. So I hope you reviewed them. You can see there are more than 100,000 plus edits and contribution by those editors of ours. So you can review their
right.
profiles.
Right. Yep. No, thank you very much. I do appreciate you sending me those. I had explored them. The salesperson that had contacted us was someone by the name of Justin.
Okay, Justin contacted you. Perfect. Yes, he's our representative.
We're happy with everything that he's presented us. We asked him about any other payment options, if we could give him a little bit, and then after it was completed, pay him the rest. And he said it was only one time up front.
Yeah.
So, of course, I had to, you know, just confirm everything before. If it really is one time, then I have to be sure. So I had to explore a little bit more and confirm everything.
Wait.
So I'll go ahead and reply to him, and I'll of course have to, you know, talk with my boss before any final confirmation is made. I appreciate all the information you provided so far.
Sure, no worries at all. Just for my information, which package were you interested in? Just for my information.
It was the basic package,
okay.
And then I had asked him for social media verification, so he gave us a hybrid package.
Okay, he gave you a hybrid package. Perfect. And what was the cost for the hybrid package he offered you with the basic package? Like, he added social media verification.
Right. So I think initially it was $999 for the basic, and then $1,300, I think it came out to, for the hybrid.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, great. Because usually it costs much more than that, but if Justin has offered you that, we are good to go. No worries at all, because what you are offered is kind of a startup package. So if you agree with what Justin has offered you, you can let Justin know, and we can get you on board and get the work started.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of where I was at, and then I had to do my, you know, responsible research to make sure that everything was legitimate.
That's totally fine. Anyone would do that. Obviously, if I myself would do something like that, I would research about it myself.
Right. But no, I appreciate the information, and I'll have to confront my boss and let him know the payment terms and how everything stands. And then once we discuss, well, I'll be able to respond to him and follow up with the email chain.
Sure. I'm looking forward to have you on board and get the work started.
Yep. No, thank you very much for the support. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. Any other question I can assist you with?
No, we should be okay. I appreciate it, Rick. Hope you have a great day.
Have a great day, Jimmy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.